Well, good morning. It is 9:52 now. Thursday, July the 2nd, 2026, in the blue sky morning here on the High Plains in the Rocky Mountains, east of the Rocky Mountains. Yeah, not almost 10. Sun's been up 4 hours. That's moved. It's one of those days. Oh, that was a mistake. Okay. So far, it didn't cost me. So, yeah, 3 o'clock, I was up feeding the cat, which is a normal thing. You know, 5 minutes, get up, feed the cat. He thinks it's lunch. He thinks it's breakfast time at 3 a.m. And he doesn't take no for an answer. He will trot on my head. He will cry. He will pull at the covers. He will scratch the side of the bed until I get up and feed him. So he's trained me to just get up and feed him. And it works out because then he's quiet. I can go back to bed and sleep for another couple of hours. And all is right in the world. But I also put bread in the fridge last night to bake this morning. And when I got up to feed the cat, I checked the bread, and it needed to go in the oven. So 3 a.m., I'm baking bread, which is a heck of a lot better than 10 a.m. because the heat had a chance to dissipate a little bit, although with all the fires around, we're having to keep the windows pretty much closed down. So anyway, 4 a.m., I went back to bed and wondered if I could actually get back to sleep. I've been up for an hour, drank some water. I didn't eat anything, because if I had eaten something, I would have had to brush my teeth, and that was not something I wanted to attract. Attempt to attract. Where did I come from? Nothing I wanted to attempt at 4 a.m. And so I went back to sleep. It was surprisingly easy. And I slept till almost 8. Now, me sleeping until 8 o'clock is like, are you sick? Are you not feeling well? And the answer was, I was just quite comfortable. My wrist alarm went off at 6 o'clock. I just said no. I went back to sleep. Thought, yeah, another hour wouldn't hurt. 2 hours later. So the nature of things is that when the stuff you do is like beads on a string, you have to do this one, and then you do that one, and then you do the next one. Kind of rosary of the day's activities. I try to keep them in order. In theory, I could have crawled out of bed, jumped into my clothes, and gone out for the walk at 8 a.m. But that doesn't always work out very well with my glucose, which I should be monitoring, and I'm going to need to get another glucose monitor soon. So I kept the beads in order, and did them somewhat expeditiously. A Look and a Promise, a couple of places. I'll do better tomorrow. But then, after breakfast, I was faced with a threefold path. Either sacrifice the day and make it up tomorrow on the 3-day, which means I have 3-day, 1-day, 2-day that I need to walk. I have the treadmill, which isn't a terrible choice. But certainly, doesn't compare to walking outside. Getting out in the air, such as it is, it's still smoky. They're burning the hell out of the eastern slope south of Denver. A couple of towns, I think, have already been wiped out. I don't know if Beulah is gone yet, but it was headed that way. Most of that smoke just went east, so it's not up here, but we still got smoke coming up over the mountains. It's not evident. I can't smell it, but it's definitely in the air. Particulate count is up. But even with that, walking outside is preferable for me. So, postpone treadmill or suck it up. Here I am, sucking it up. It's actually not too bad. The sun is brutal. I luckily had a nice cool breeze coming down off the mountains in my face while I was making the long westward reach. And even now, down in the neighborhood, every once in a while, like right now, I've got a nice cool breeze that's not doing anything to relieve the heat of the sun, but which nevertheless feels quite good. I have a lot of shade to walk in now. Shouldn't be too bad. Famous last words. Watch me get 50 yards from home and kill it with heat stroke or something. I have my water bottle. I have my music. I think it was a good choice. Whether I will keep that feeling by the time I get home, I don't know. But so far, so good. Not bad. It was worth it to have fresh bread for breakfast. Didn't have much left of the old stale loaf. I tossed it this morning. Got to put one of these loaves in the freezer for later. But let's talk about yesterday. I finished up the second book in the Retired Assassin series and realized that the third book is pre-order only. It's not till the end of the year. And I was like, oh, darn. Before book two wasn't quite as amusing as book one. I think perhaps because I was ready for it, it didn't surprise me the way book one did. Book one was just so brilliantly written. Book two was as well, and I was ready for it. I wanted it to be brilliantly written, and I was not disappointed. Don't hear this as me damning with faint praise, but praising through my disappointment that I have to wait for book three. The other thing I did yesterday was spend some quality time with Roger. It was the first time since May that I have spent any serious time with Roger. And it was fun. It was fun. So I'm looking forward to spending a little time with him today. I don't know when I'm going to fit it in. The day is sort of getting a little jammed up because I didn't get up on time. I just barely had breakfast. It's almost lunchtime, which is good because I'm hungry again. Oh man, this Eastern Reach. I'm going to have to walk on the other side of the street, I think. I also think I'm going to have to delete everything I put in yesterday and probably back up a few more paragraphs, maybe even a little bit further. I found the problem is it feels forced. It feels like I'm forcing something to happen. Come on, get ready, say it with me. More post. I feel like I'm forcing something to happen because I think something should happen. It feels not much like I'm writing what happens next. It feels too much like I'm forcing something to happen. And so I need to back up and find out if, after having let it sit for a day, if that's actually the truth. Because I'm trying to get back. Yeah, there's no shade on the side of the street. I'm going to cross over. There's less shade than normal on that side, but still some shade is better than no shade. But I'm trying to get back to what it used to be like to go back to my old meditation question. What did it feel like when you did it for fun? Oh, there, that's nice. Cool? Yes. Excellent. What did it feel like when you did it for fun? And while that question comes from a sports motivation series from Headspace, which has just got so commercial I don't like it anymore. The truth is that one resonated with me because it's almost completely context-free. The it could be anything. When you did it for fun, what did it feel like? And so it, you know, it's like when you wrote before, what did it feel like? What did it feel like when I was doing it for fun? When I was doing it back in January of 2007. My God, it's going to be 20 years in January. It felt like typing fast to keep up with the movie in my head. And, oh man. An old clock. classic Mustang. Beat up. Sun bleached, rusted. Holy crap. Anyway, what he's doing, what I should do to my lilac. She's in the midst of a prune. I wonder if they're her lilacs. Or she's just policing the sidewalk. Can't see the roses from the side of the street. So, yeah, writing fast enough to keep up with the movie in my head. And the movie in my head hasn't played in a long time. So, getting to the point where the movie starts playing in my head again. That's the goal. Because while some of that was suspect, more of it was actually pretty good. It was his butler. Actually, now that I think of it, the butler was playing, typing down the movie that was playing in my head. The butler was, let's have some fun. I don't have to match anything. I don't need any continuity errors. It doesn't matter. And of course, continuity. Red, green book, brown book, screwed me up. Continues to screw me up. I still don't know if I've got all of the red book, green book issues sorted. Not red book, brown book, green book issues sorted out. But that's the goal. None of this 2,000 words a day bullshit. None of this write every day stuff. Writing the way I write. Yeah, Dean Wesley Smith and his pulp speed bullshit. Fine. Rock on, Dean Wesley Smith. If you were selling as many books as you say you are, you would not have time to be doing depending on any shit with courses. Just my opinion. I've often thought that. In the early days of self-publishing, it was really common for people who had a book or two that took off to start selling courses on writing quickly or writing to market or what else. Various mechanisms for structuring stories. 7-week course to better characters. Really? If you have something that you think you can sell to writers because you're so successful as a writer, the balance point of that is if you're that successful, you should be spending your time putting out more stories. I realize that's a kind of a biased, almost bigoted view of the whole thing. there's a certain balance point there that makes me go, how is it you have enough time? And inclination to spend it on putting together a course, administering it, doing all of this stuff, collecting, depositing, whatever you need in order to have that piece of your business be worth doing. How can you be taking time away from your bread and butter to be doing that when your best-selling book is in the millions on Amazon? Now, to be fair, 1 million 1 million on Amazon 10 years ago, say like 20 years ago, was a lot better than it is now. Or a lot worse. A lot worse. It's closer to the bottom. I don't know what the bottom of Amazon is now. It must be close to 10 million. It has to be close to 10 million titles. So anything in the top million is in the top 10%. Anything in the top 1,000 is in the top 0.1%. And if you've got a book that's selling that well, why in God's name would you spend any time not doing more of it? Question for the ages. Well, I was hyping right along, but I'm glad I made it to the end. Coming up to the back gate. And the blessed coolness of my air-conditioned basement, wherein I will get this rendered and posted, and then maybe get a fresh cup of coffee before I go back and visit Roger a little more. But trash trucks notwithstanding, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is a 3-day, but the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.